Hey everyone, I hope everybody is having a wonderful day and a beautiful week. And I wanted to say I'm so excited I'm in the office today. I'm so excited to be back at the office, and I can't wait till one day we are all together in this beautiful church of ours. But of course, we are going to take everybody's safety in mind, and we're going to continue our online distance learning and education and Sunday school and worship service and all those wonderful things. And we're blessed that we can actually, you know, have the technology to do that. So today we are going to have a wonderful lesson. We're going to have a game and talk a little bit about going back to school. So I know a lot of people are going to be going back to school, I think in September, and it's going to be a lot different than we're normally used to, and that's okay. We have to remember that we have to adapt and evolve and know that we're doing the best we can, and all of our thoughts and prayers are with those educators and those people who are making the decisions for our safety and for all the students as well. But I still wanted to make sure that we got a lesson in about going back to school, even though it might look a little different this year. So we're going to talk about priorities. And priorities, you know, you might have heard your parents say, oh my goodness, I have all these things to do in no time. So much to do in so little time. And if you have your Bible and something to write with, we are going to be in Psalms 90 verse 13 or 12, I'm sorry, and Ephesians chapter 5, 15 through 17, James chapter 4, verse 14. So right now we live in a time that really demands like instant results, right? We can't just spend hours and hours on things that, you know, don't really matter. And this can leave us with little to no time to focus on really what's important and the stuff that actually needs to get done. Learning time management, it's not only helpful with all of this, but it's biblical. And as we approach that, you know, time of going back to school, we're going to use this lesson to know what our priorities are. So first off, we're going to actually play a game, and even though you're at home, you can still participate. What I'm going to do is, it's going to be a trivia, and in this trivia, I am going to tell you the question, and then I'm going to give you four choices to pick from. So you're going to pick which one you think is the answer, and then I'm going to tell you the answer, all right? So the first question is, how much time per month does the average American spend on social networking? The option one is 2 hours. Option two is 1.7 hours. Option three is 9.3 hours, and option four is 6.9 hours. So that's 2 hours, 1.7, 9.3, or 6.9. So I'm going to pause just for a few seconds, pick your answer, and then I'm going to tell you what option it is. Alrighty, so are you ready for the answer? It's option four, 6.9 hours the average American spends on social networking. So that's like Facebook, Instagram, any of those platforms that you're interacting with other people. So our question number two, how much time per month does the average American spend on watching television offline? That means like actual TV, not Netflix or Hulu, Disney Plus, things like that. So option one is 12.5 hours. Option two is 59.4 hours. Option three is 17.3 hours. And option four is 23.9. So it's 12.5, 59.4, 17.3, or 23.9. I give you a few seconds, pick which one you think is the answer, and then I'm going to come back and let you know which one's correct. Alrighty, so the answer to this is astounding. I was so surprised. It is 59.4 hours. 59.4 hours per month. That's a lot of hours to be watching TV. Alrighty, so our next question is going to be, the peak time for watching television online is option one, on a lunch break, option two, right before bed, option three, during the workday, and option four, right after work. So I'm gonna go, you're gonna pick which one you think is the right answer, and I'll be back with the correct one. And again, remember, I have a little helper with me today, so if you hear some little babbling, just know Colton's picking his answer too.
Hi.
Okay, so did you pick which one you thought was right? It's gonna be option three, during the workday. I promise I am not watching television while I'm at work, but that is a very surprising time that people are watching TV online, actually. Alrighty. So we only have two more questions left. So question number four is, according to the report by NBC News, if you added up the minutes spent on social media in July of 2012 in the United States, how many years would they add up to? So again, the question, according to a report by NBC News, if you added up the minutes spent on social media in July of 2012 in the United States, so that's 1 month, but all of the United States, how many years would they add up to? So we have option one, which is, these are going to be some big numbers, 230,060 years. Option two, 9,612 years. Option three, 143,462 years. Or option number four, which is 64,586 years. I'm going to repeat those. 230,060 years, 9,612 years, 143,462 years, or 64,586 years. Pick which one you think is the answer, and I'll be back with the correct. Did you pick it? So, again, astounding. 230,060 years. 1 month in 2012 in the United States. That's how many minutes that added up to that. So, that is just, oh my gosh. Just, that's a lot. Okay, so this is our final quiz question. How much time does the average American spend on Netflix per month? Just Netflix per month, one person. Option one is 14.2 hours. Option two is 10 hours. Option three is 7.6 hours. And option four is 13.7 hours. So again, those are 14.2, 10, 7.6, or 13.7. I'm going to give you a few seconds, and then I'll let you know which one's correct.
Mommy, no! Mommy, look! Here we go.
Alrighty, so the answer to this question is 10 hours. The average American spends 10 hours on Netflix per month. That is just, whoa. I mean, all these ones, I'm just like, oh, it's that or that, you know, and I was totally wrong. Alrighty, so there's no arguing that the day we live in is where everyone desires instant gratification, right? They want results now. So if we have to wait too long in a drive-thru, we get upset. If we get impatient while waiting on our food to come out of the microwave because we're craving some popcorn, 3 minutes seems kind of long, right? And any amount of waiting at the doctor's office or a restaurant seems unbearable. At the same time, one could say that this generation wastes more time than ever before. That makes no sense. We want everything now, but we waste more time. It kind of seems like an oxymoron, right? If you think about your English lesson, an oxymoron. If having to wait more than 90 seconds for a cheeseburger and milkshake is upsetting, we must really be wasting some time. Yet, as we learned just a few minutes ago, we spend 94.2 hours per month on social networks, phones, emails, or watching TV. Thinking about that's almost 4 days a month with no significant importance. So we act like we hate wasting time, yet we gladly give away 4, if not more, of our 30 days a month. With that in mind, I think it's safe to say that we can all benefit from learning to manage our time better. So I know right now, like school, church, any kind of social life is pretty much online because of our social distancing and things like that. But we can learn more of where we're spending our time. So here's another kind of not really a game, but more of an evaluation on yourself, something you can do on your own. It doesn't have to be done right now. I want you to get a piece of paper and draw 24 blocks. Okay, that's 24 hours in the day. And I want you to start from 12 a.m. all the way to 12 a.m. So that's going to be your full day. Obviously, some of these blocks, you're going to be asleep. And so throughout your day, I want you to set those timers. And every time it goes off at 1 p.m., 2 p.m., 3 p.m., I want you to write down what you're doing and how much time you've spent on that. And then I want you to go back and kind of evaluate that and see where you're spending a lot of your time. And you can do this for a few days or a week, whatever you want to do, however much time you want to spend on this. And then look at the things that are most important to your life and make a list of those. School, church, education, like independent studies, Bible studies, and things like that. What are most important to you? And look at the time you've spent on things and see where those are at. How much time are you spending on those? And how much time are you spending watching Hulu, watching Netflix, watching Disney Plus, or whatever you're normally on? How many hours are you spending on Instagram? And then look at how you can maybe take away from those less important areas and put things that are more important to you in your life, like those Bible studies, maybe some independent math studies and things like that. So high school is a really good time to learn time management, and the beginning of a new school year is a great time to learn something new. If you actually graduate with grades above D's this year, you're going to have to learn time management, right? So if you want to make sure that you're doing the best you can do, we really have to focus on time management. You know, remember when you were in kindergarten, your teacher was like, okay, everybody, we're done with circle time. Everybody come on to the alphabet mat and we're going to have story time. You know, we don't have somebody now, now that we're older, you don't have somebody that is telling you what to do 24 hours in the day and when to do it or how to do it or anything like that. It's up to you now. So now you have to learn this new skill. If you learn this now, it's going to be way easier to manage your time when you go off to college. If you can do that, it'll be easier to manage your time when you graduate college and get thrown back into the real world. And if you think time management is essential in high school and college, just wait until you're an adult. It's going to be even more important then. So as with any issue, the first thing we should do is see if the Bible has anything to say about it, right? So in Psalms 90, verse 12, it teaches us to number our days that we have, that we may gain a heart of wisdom. So what is it mean to number your days? Let's think about it. While we may not know the exact number of days we have to live, we do not know that we don't have forever to live, right? So keeping in mind that we have a small number of days that make up our life, how do you feel about the way you spend your days? Are you a planner who takes care of the most important things before doing the fun things? Are you a procrastinator who pushes everything off importance to the last possible minute? Or do you even think about how to spend your time, just letting whatever happens, happens? And most importantly,
sorry guys.
Where is it at?
The phone.